Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
Dance. We're back.
Mm-hmm. 30-foot slide in the backyard.
Just goes into rocks. So what
no,
are you
it goes onto
to do
a padded little pad.
Mm-hmm. So you'd pick up the phone and like the family down the road would be talking to like their lover and they'd be like,
yeah, I'm going to f*** you. I'm getting, do you want to use this?
Mm-hmm. You're at Shea Puri and in between dances, no. You're like, hey, that was a great dance. Where are you from again? Shakutami? Nice. You want to see my slide? Sure, that's fine.
Can you smoke on the slide?
Mm-hmm. Listen, we've all watched porn on our phones, but Ted Cruz has watched more than we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's up your arse, you'd know. Keep it down over there!
Because you'll be through the eye of a needle.
Oh, by golly, Jesus.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan Podcast, presented by Coors Light.
Dance.
It's episode 2 of the podcast 3.0. Coors Light, step into a cold one. Is that their slogan?
Or silver bullet train to glory. Or take a cold bath in a big vat of silver bullet stew.
Did you have a ice cold silver bullet this weekend?
I did. I had a couple of them while I was watching NFL football on Sunday on CTV.
CTV. The NFL lives here.
Home of the NFL.
Speaking of CTV, is Kevin Newman here today?
I'm not sure. Did you see him?
No, I'm in his parking spot. So
yeah, that's going to be a problem for you. Because Newman, bigwig here. If some of our younger listeners don't know, Kevin Newman at one time hosted Good Morning America in the States, I think. He was a big star. Came back to Canada, hosted the Global National News.
Yes.
Big star. And now he's hanging out with us at CTV.
Doesn't he do W5?
Is that still around? Then he does it.
I think.
That's what he does.
We should, for the new listeners, I'm Dan. The other voice you hear is Jay.
Yes, and we're here with our producer, operator, Christoph. Christoph, how are you today, sir?
I am terrific.
Okay. You look great. I feel like the younger TSN radio people here, Christoph, disrespectful to you. Don't respect you enough.
Yeah, I just don't get enough respect in general.
Speaking
it's
of
not right.
TSN radio, I came in here early. I got the podcast taping time wrong. Ran into a who's who of talent. Purple Haze. Jeff O'Neill. That was it.
Brian Hayes and Jeff O'Neill.
Yeah.
Those guys are big radio
stars. I saw Gino Retta. I said, Grandpa, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, he's a grandfather now. That was like you weren't making fun of him. He actually is a grandpa.
Yeah, what a nice guy. Yeah, always smells nice. Great, too.
Yeah, he always smells like an Italian man.
So when you see Gino Retta
Genoa
on TV...
Genoa salami and prosciutto off the bone.
This will increase your viewing pleasure when you see him, because you're like, oh, man, he smells good.
I wish I could get in there and mortadella.
He smells like a rich man.
He smells like a rich man from Woodbridge, Ontario, who's got a beautiful 4,000-square-foot McMansion filled to the brim with Barolo and delicious Pecorino Romano cheese.
Christoph, did the air freshener in this room, they went with the Dirty Foot air purifier?
God, this is way better than the bathroom by our new studios.
Yeah, that's the...
That thing is... That is honestly worse than any, like, public toilet, portable toilet at Coachella I ever had
because
to experience.
The urine is sitting in the urinals, and it's clumpy urine. Like, it's these people have never drank water in the last month.
Okay, that's an exaggeration. You would die. Isn't that like kidney stones?
Yep, a lot of kidney stones.
Apparently, that's the most painful thing that can ever experience as a human being. That's why I drink water. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. You pointed out about your father, who is a farmer. You always said, and this is so true, how people say, you got to drink 10 glasses of water a day. And you said your dad would like be out farming all day, and then he'd come back, have like one sip of water,
yes,
and then head back right out
of
the field.
He'd fill a glass up from the tap, drink, and that was it.
Yeah, that's all you need.
We've got people working in this building. It's like they're Sherpas. They're carrying around like
they
8 liters of water.
Yeah. And I don't know how they're not pissing constantly. Like if I'm like, you know what? I'm going to drink a little more water today. I might as well just sit on the toilet and drink that water. Yeah. It's in my mouth and out my peener.
It's too much.
In my mouth and out my
peener. Hey, correction on last week's podcast. We talked about the new Taylor Swift song.
Mistakes.
Yeah. I guess the Right Set Fred did get a song credit.
So I guess my only question, it's kind of a cool story. You pointed out that the new Taylor Swift song Chorus sounded like I'm Too Sexy by My Said Fred. You wondered if they'd sue. In fact, they have gotten a songwriter credit, so they'll make tons of money off of it. But my question was, Dan, did this happen after a litigator pointed it out to T-Swizzle's people or before?
It happened before the song came out, and I read a story because all the artists now, if it sounds remotely like anything, they nip that in the bud.
Why don't they create a better song that doesn't sound like someone else's song then? Can't they write an original tune? She's a songwriter. Like, I'm not making fun of her. She actually can write songs. Why can't... She's like, oh, well, this kind of sounds like the chorus of I'm Too Sexy. Well, f*** it. Let's record it.
And Wright
give
said,
him credit.
Wright said Fred in the article said she sent us flowers. I wonder if that's... I hope he's getting more than flowers.
That's it. Just a bouquet. Hey, thanks for the use of my f***ing hit song.
Hey, Books.com. That was one of our sponsors in the States.
Can't mention them. Just Coors Light. Can't mention
Coors Light should get into the flower business.
Yeah. Get your flowers and your bullets. Get your flowers and your bullets. How's your weekend? Well, not first weekend here in Ontario, but God, it was beautiful. Like, it's just so nice
Unreal.
Here right now. The weather's spectacular.
The entire weekend ruined by Service Ontario today.
Hi, my name is Selena, and I'm a Service Canada employee.
Oh, Dan had to go, get your license. Switch it over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to the Downsview location? Okay. Horrible. That's like the waiting room of hell.
First, I went to the Service Ontario. Thinking it's Service Ontario, there's service everything.
No.
So I'm like,
No, you gotta go to the drive.
So I'm like, I'm gonna get my OHIP card, I'm gonna get my license. Oh, the guy's like, nah, wait, you got a California license, you gotta go get your driver's license. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Went and got my driver's license, I was there for 2 hours. Yeah. And I asked the lady, I'm like, oh, busy today. She goes, no, this isn't actually busy. I'm like, they have two people
Never have enough people working there. And the people who are working there are angry at all the people there. And I understand it. It must be horrible. But let's just not fix two roads in Ottawa. Let's not cut the grass at 24 Sussex for 2 years and hire four more Service Ontario employees.
And the guy next to me, he was trying to line up a truck license. And he's scheduling his appointment. He asked... So you provide the vehicle?
Oh,
the lady's like,
the lady.
No.
The lady's heard that before.
He's like, well, I can rent one then, right? He's like, no. He's like, how much is it? And then he was like counting out change to get the light. I felt bad for the guy.
I don't want him driving any of my trucks. I don't want that guy driving even a little U-Haul cube.
But he was confident because she said, make sure when you come, you bring someone else because if you pass, he goes, I ain't failing. Because the written part, I have a bit of trouble with the driving.
Wait, we all do.
So I go get my license. I get my temporary license. Go back to the OHIP place. The person's like, nah, we can't use a temporary license. I'm like, the guy just... And then I said, well, here's my mail. It shows my address. She goes, no, we need a monthly statement. I said, it says monthly statement. She goes, no, not a bank one. I'm like, yeah. What? So when I go back with my license,
you're gonna bring a gun and shoot her.
No, I'm bringing my house on a trailer with the address on the front and all the mail I've received in the last 3 years.
Throw it in her face. No. What do you think of that, lady? Now give me my driver's license.
No, oh yeah.
I'll give me my OHIP.
Yeah.
Let me get my health care.
I'm rolling the dice. I've got no insurance. If I get sick right now,
oh man,
I'm bankrupt.
Somebody's got to come try to take a billy club to Toolsy. Let's see how well this Canadian healthcare system works.
So, Service Ontario, can we just...
It's awful. It is really bad. Like, it's... And I'm not criticizing the people working there.
No, but the lady I had was great.
Yeah. So I drove up. Producer Tim told me the secret. I drove out to Orangeville, Ontario.
Mm.
Small town, north of the city, much less of a lineup. But not only that, Dan, a woman came to everyone in line. And she was like, what are you here for? Nope, you don't need to wait in line. You stand over here. What are you here for? It was incredible. It was like going back to Mayberry or Athabasca. It was all run by women. Women should run all those things.
They
know what they're doing.
I got my picture taken. She rejected my first picture because I like to... look funny in my picture. She says, no, you look like a serial killer.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
I said, please, can you put that one on? She said, no. Maybe she'll surprise me.
No chance.
Hmm.
No, she wasn't having any of your shenanigans. Okay, we're going to call a friend of yours. Tell us this story.
Okay, so he's going to go by the name of Mike.
Okay.
Mike revealed to me recently
I hope this is one of your brothers.
It is not. That he, we'll let him explain it. I don't want to give anything away. We'll make sure we got him on the line for,
Yeah, you just burped there. What were you Mr. munching
Sub?
On?
Oh, Mr. Man. Sub. Oh, man, I miss them. Spicy chicken.
I mean, they're good, but...
Fresh.
Boy, did I ever take a lot of heat for saying that I didn't think Ontario strawberries were as good as California strawberries. Listen, I'll take all the Ontario strawberries people want to send me. I was excited. The cheese boutique.
Now the season's over.
It's over? Okay.
Yeah, I went to get some. The guy's like,
yeah, it's over.
He goes, okay. We got pears. I'm like, those aren't strawberries.
They're good, but how could they be as good? You're growing 12 months a year down there. It's impossible.
So I bought the pears.
It's not right.
You buy 12 pears, you only eat one.
It's like bananas. They're good for a day, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. Bananas are pretty good, though. I will say, though, Toronto's pretty f***ing great. Pretty great town to live in.
Is Mike not picking up his phone?
When you...
No, but now I know his real name, so...
Are you going to reveal it? Well, let's call this guy, because I think we're keeping him waiting. We got a special treat for you, folks. We're going to call someone else. Tools is going to try to...
Hang on, try him again. He just said okay.
Oh, God. Hank,
try Mike.
What? He didn't recognize the number, so he wouldn't pick up? Was that the problem?
Probably.
You mentioned Brian Hayes and Jeff O'Neill. So why does Jeff O'Neill put a suit on for every radio show?
Hey,
and Hayes just shows up like he rolled out of bed and just was on a four-day bender. Hayes is like, oh, radio, right.
When are we getting O'Neill on the show? On our TV show?
Hey, oh, man, anytime. But his DGAF meter is literally off the charts.
So, you know what?
Good luck getting him to come in that late at night.
I should have written down the date that guy was going for his driver test. I'd love to be there to see it.
Oh, we could document it.
We see what he shows up in.
Let's document it on the podcast. Still nothing. Mike, you're garbage. Let's call this guy. All right. Well, let Mike sit and stew for a little while. Oh, God. This is horrible. Whoa. Sorry, folks. Hey, by the way, we got a ton of great feedback for the first week of the podcast, and we certainly appreciate that. We had a great time. We were rocking it. Good to catch up with everybody. Dan, I think, especially appreciated speaking with Ben Teller, Mike Botticello, Pat Muldowney, Joel Klatt.
Yeah, Klatt Chat. And he was on the biggest game of the college football weekend.
Klatt is the lead analyst for Fox College Football now. There's no disputing it. Meanwhile, Schrager, nowhere to be found.
Okay, he said he call now.
He's calling. He's dialing. Oh, my God. Who is this person?
Hi, Jim.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, it's not.
Yes.
How's it going? It's Christoph.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not
so
Mike.
We are in a really confined space because you know now who is on the line. It is our award-winning engineer from the Jay and Dan Podcast 2.0 and our good friend. It is engineer Jim all the way from Los Angeles. Jim, how are you?
Great. Yeah, what's up?
Buddy, we missed you so much. Everyone loved hearing you last week. Some people thought you might have had a few beverages. Any truth to that?
No, just a tear in my eye.
What's that tea you drink, Tiavana?
Tejaja or something like that.
You still pounding those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bring a couple of those to work every day.
I love it. Just like producer Tim and his Diet Pepsis, he's on that train in a big way. I also just saw producer Tim crushing a massive dart outside the podcast studio. So, Jim, that hasn't changed. Remember, we'd spot him out in the Fox lot all the time crushing darts.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I could see him from my studio. Look right out the window. He'd be right outside below the studio just crushing them.
What do you think he was thinking about?
how great it was to be in L.A.
Hey, Jim, you know the DMVs in California. I'm supposed to get a driver's abstract from the DMV. How long will that take? About 8 years, right?
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, well, it's to prove that you didn't get any tickets and such. But... there's no chance I call the DMV and someone, hello.
Yeah, hello. Oh, I'll get that right out to you, sir. International mail? No problem.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
No. We'll pay for that. Extra postage? It's on us. From the state of California.
You might be retired by the time you get a response from them.
Yeah, it's true.
So I guess
it's
I won't be getting a OHIP or insurance.
No, no. What's happening at the lot today, Jim? What are you working on?
Actually, I have today off.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm just chilling at the pad.
I love it. You're in Coldwater Canyon. You maybe have a beverage by the pool?
I will in a little bit. I thought, you know, I'm going to be responsible. It's a little bit early for me to be just crushing beers, but I do have some in the fridge getting cold right now.
We need them to be Coors Light Silver Bullets.
Absolutely. Would I drink anything else?
No, of course not. Hey, no. We have a 6 degrees for you. I heard this on the way in. It was on Deep Tracks on Sirius XM.
Okay.
We're going to do a 6 degrees of Engineer Jim with Aerosmith. I don't know if we've ever done Aerosmith with you. Do you have a connection?
I do have a connection to Aerosmith.
Boston band, of course, right?
Of course, yeah. And I have several connections. I never worked directly with the guys. However, I worked with, on Slash's second Snake Pit album, I worked with their former producer, Jack Douglas, who produced like their, I don't know, probably five of their albums, like all their early stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, and Jack's like a very famous producer from the 70s, and he, you know, produced the New York Dolls and Lou Reed and John Lennon, a lot of great, great stuff. As a matter of fact, he was working with Lennon the night he got shot.
No way. Wow. On the Double Fantasy album.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And Jack is kind of like, he's almost like the George Martin of America with respect to, you know, all the sort of classic 70s American rock bands he's worked with out here.
You listen to Steven Tyler's voice on those early records compared to the way it is now.
That is true, Jim.
Because Tom Petty sounds like Tom Petty every single album.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler, his completely changed.
His changed. Was it all the drugs?
I would think.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only that, but I mean, I think at one point he might have had some thyroid issues.
Oh.
But I could be wrong about that. But I thought he had some issues with his throat at one point. But, you know, the other thing is the octaves in which he sings at and all that screaming, it's got to do a number on you. Over the years, it's got to, you know, kind of change the way your voice sounds, you know?
When you're talking about a producer like that, Jim, what is it about him that makes him so great? You know, like when you're in the studio with him for that Slash album, are you noticing things that he's doing differently than other producers like Mike Klink, for example, that you've worked with? Like what separates them?
You know, I'll tell you one of the things both those guys had in common, which makes them great, is there's in a way, there's a sense of transparency. In other words, you know, they're not trying to always put their stamp on something and, you know, this is my production, this is how I am. So there's a sense of transparency, and what there really is a sense of comfort that they allow the artist to feel like, you know, they can expose themselves to sort of their purest sense to get the best performance out of them.
So like, they don't dictate, you know, saying this is how it's going to be.
No. They really gain the artist's trust. And, you know, that's really key in with an artist and a producer, where the artist really trusts that the producer has their best interests at heart, has their you know, they want them to get the best performance. They want the song to be the best it can be. They're trying to allow them to give them the best environment that they can perform in. And when they gain the artist's trust, that's usually when you get the best stuff.
Sure wish we had a producer like that.
Yeah. We have the opposite of that.
Yeah, we the complete opposite.
Yeah, no, yeah. Producer Tim. He's the only thing he's earned the trust of is Marlboro Lights.
Well, see, that just attests to how great you guys are. You're able to rise above the adversity
now,
and just shine through anything.
For some reason, though, he is 3,000 times more stressed with this show than he ever was with the show in America. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's way more stressed up here. I think maybe he feels the stakes are higher up here because people are actually watching us.
Well, you know, I guess when you guys were there before and, you know, in the Americas and now back there, he raises the bar every time. So I just think, you know, that's exactly what he's trying to do. You know, you guys have a huge audience, and producer Tim is always trying to raise the bar.
Yeah, and he never, but he does have to work on establishing that circle of trust, for sure. Because I don't know if I'm getting the best performance out there, and I blame my producer, Jim.
Sometimes that just takes a trip or two or three or four to the brass rail.
Yes, Jim. Yes, the brass rail reference. Yes,
and. And if you get producer Tim maybe to take you there and, you know, pay for the drink, pay for the dances,
that would never happen.
Show you guys how much he cares. And, you know, that trust might start to get developed even more.
I really love the way your head's at. I love where it is. I don't know. We'll work on it, Jim. Jim, it's great talking to you. Enjoy the California sunshine, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Love you guys. Miss
you. Love you, buddy. Miss you, too. That's award-winning engineer Jim. What's his Twitter handle?
Is it at engineer Jim? I think it's at engineer _ Jim. Let's double check.
Okay,
that.
Now
Hold
we're going to call
double check.
We're going to call my buddy now. He says he's ready for the fifth time.
He's gunned?
No. He's
Is he gunned right now? Is this the problem?
No, he's doing work.
Okay, just to clarify for our listeners, it's at engineer _ Jim. At engineer _ Jim, the official Twitter account of engineer Jim. He's the best.
Okay. Christoph's calling up Mike.
This is Mike in quotations.
Okay.
Mike in quotations.
So Mike is now joining us on the line. And Mike recently had a surgery to his penis. Again, so rare that if you Google search it, it doesn't exist. Mike, what happened?
Where do I even start? So, I guess it starts with, you know, taking a pee with the boys, going out, and everybody...
Wait. Taking a pee with the boys.
Taking a pee with the boys. I think that was an Aerosmith album. Taking a pee with the boys. Just sitting around, having a pee...
Okay, so you're taking a pee.
Okay,
what happened?
Go on.
Taking a pee, ready to go out or ready to go back in, wherever we're going, and I'm still peeing, and I'm still peeing, and I'm still peeing. Everybody's done waiting and waiting, so I'm like, what's going on, right? So, you know, I look down once in a while, and I see that my...
Once in a while,
it's been so long. Your mind is drifting. You're looking at the ceiling. You're down. Now you're back.
Right.
Your penis. Right.
Yeah. And I look down. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't look like my penis hole's big enough. So I start Googling shrinking penis hole, right? Like anybody would.
Yeah. Of course.
And there's nothing there. So to give you an example, like of how big this penis hole got, like the best way I can think of it, the best way to describe it. Is that if you take like a regular ant and cut it in half, that would be the size of my penis hole. Right? That doesn't seem normal, I guess. I don't know.
So wait, I'm confused, Mike. Is it bigger or smaller?
It's smaller than the size of an ant. Half of an ant.
So his penis hole
is shrinking. It's shrinking.
It's almost, I call it full mushroom because it's like a whole mushroom cap with no hole.
Right, right.
So would it? So it was about to grow over?
It was closing up. So I went to my doctor, and she's like, "I've never seen this before."
No, never seen this before. Never seen this before?
Wow!
I'm like, oh my, yeah. I'm
now,
like,
quick
I'm,
question, Mike. Do you bathe? Like, do you clean yourself?
Oh yeah, fully. You yeah. know,
you I've get got in there,
a mushroom head, and yeah. Yeah, it looks great. It's good looking, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So now she's sending me to a urologist. So I go see this guy, and he's like, yeah, okay. So we're going to have to slice that open.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right, right. So I'm like, then what? He's like, oh, we're going to shove a tube in there. We're going to sew it into your urethra. We're going to cut around the edge. We're going to stitch it, and then hopefully it'll get to the shape of the tube. Now I'm like, okay, well, you know, my mom's like, I tell my mom. Maybe I shouldn't have told my mom, but I did.
Mom, I've got a story yeah. for you.
She's like, oh yeah, whatever, it's just a small string. And I'm like,
it yeah. always was.
Right. And I'm like, okay, already I'm blaming her because of getting circumcised, why it happened. So then I go and I get this operation done, and I'm in recovery. And the nurse is reading what he did. And she's like, so he cut this tube and he did blah, blah, blah. She's like, can I see that? So I whip it out and she's like, ugh.
When you get that reaction yeah. from a nurse, there's a
You've
serious
never
problem.
Seen it before. So wow. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm trying to figure out, like, to tell everybody, like, well, again, let me just, before I go further, the reason I'm talking about this is for men's health. Men don't talk about things, you know.
That's right.
We're not comfortable
health.
Talking about stuff.
Yeah, so if yeah. you're taking long pees, you so might have to have
your penis hole, if your mushroom hole is shrinking, don't be yeah. afraid to hashtag that.
Right. Yeah, you can reach out to you guys and get in contact.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk.
Need, whatever.
Yeah, we'll discuss
so,
it.
So anyway, so I look down, and the only thing I can think of is it's like this tube is the size of a wooden spoon handle.
Oh,
oh my God!
God.
Yeah. Oh my God!
So about 4 inches of wooden spoon handle shoved in there,
Jesus,
sewn into you, and then stitched around. So this sucker is killing.
And you still have it in there?
Yeah, yeah, I have it until Thursday.
It's still so, there. How are the peas? Can you pee?
The peas are amazing.
Oh,
so the first
flowing.
Pee, I'm like, okay, let's check this out, right? So I go to the washroom, and it was literally like pouring a beer bottle out.
Like, so wait, now it's too big.
Yeah, it's gone the opposite direction.
Is it the size of a baseball now?
It's the size. Well, the tube is the size. It's almost a centimeter wide, like a centimeter circle, the whole thing. So,
that's
so now everybody's calling me Tubi.
Oh, Tubi.
You know,
this is the ballad of Tubi, we've told
yeah,
today on
the
radio.
Yeah, it makes sense, but, you know, literally I thought, you know, maybe I should take pictures because I want to be on first page of Google. I don't know about you guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And there is literally nothing there. The stuff I Googled was the most disgusting things I could ever imagine. They were like butterfly sausages on a barbecue, and I'm
so
like,
just,
oh, my
so
God.
So wait, just... Google searching penis images.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At work. I hope you're yeah. doing this at work,
honey,
Mike.
Honey, it's just research.
No big deal. I checked your search history. Penis images?
No. Yeah.
Mike, is like, there no, something no, no, you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, no, that's not me. That's not me. Someone must have hacked their computer.
So will everything return to normal?
So he says, yeah.
Or are you like, going to be in, like, the circus freak show?
Well... Today,
come see Tubi.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The man with no hole.
Oh, wow. Well, now it's like, it looks like Pac-Man. Like, if you want me to.
Yeah, yeah. Have you tried to stuff other things up there, like marbles or Tic Tacs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, it's like a little pellet gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's then, a pez dispenser.
Can you shoot it out just by the strength of your pelvis?
Well, before I could shoot it like 20 feet, I could clear a car lengthwise.
Because it was
no
so
problem.
Pent up.
Because
right.
it was so. It would actually coil up like yeah. a coil when I'm peeing because there's so much pressure. So
sure.
I thought, yeah, that's probably a problem. So now it's like a foot. Like I couldn't, like I
yeah,
pee
yeah.
on myself now probably.
Right.
Old floppy
exactly.
pee.
Yeah, it's yeah, but it's great. It feels great now. It's like, you know, it's fun.
Come on, it'll be fun.
What happens with Thursday, you get the tube out And then they just are hoping it kind of goes back to normal or no?
So today I met with the urologist, and he had me buy this ice pick looking thing that I've got to put corn on and shove it in there every morning and every night until November, the end of November.
Wait, you have to shove an ice pick in there till November?
Yeah, it's like a plastic ice pick, and I have to mark it. And he said if you can't shove it in as far, like in a month or two, we got to do it again.
Oh man.
So I'm going to be freaking shoving
How many painkillers have they given you, Mike? They had to give you some good stuff.
I'm on the CBD, if you will, you know, so they didn't want to give me anything. So I thought, here's a great time to test out the old CBD cannabis and see if it really works.
Sure.
And it does. I'm not going to deny it. You know, a little polysporin, some CBD, and, you know, I don't know how much pain I'm supposed to have, but it's been manageable. The pain, though, comes when, you know, you get an erection.
Yes, sure. But what about the ice pick? I feel like that's going to be where...
It's got to be painful.
The ice pick, Mike.
Well, it might, but I think I'll probably, you know, I can control that. With the other, I've got no control. So sometimes the tube is trying to come out, and the stitches are going the other way, and it's a tug of war. And that's the worst.
When you normally ejaculate, like, it shoots out. Like, for you, does it just, like, go, bleh, like, it just drops out, like, bleh.
Yeah. Like, I gotta, like, put it on the counter, and, like an empty toothpaste, and squeeze it out just to get the last drop.
How many podcasts have we done? This is a first.
Wow, this seems like a first for medical science. Forget the podcast.
I've told tons of people.
You might have doctors like calling you. You might be part of a study.
Yeah. Like universities are going to be inviting you. You're going to have to drop trow in front of 300 med students tomorrow.
No problem. Yeah, all for science.
Thanks for providing your men's health story, Mike. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, anytime. I'll give you an update. Maybe I'll email you or something.
Yeah, we'll have to get a 2-week update.
I was going to say, listen, Tubi, we're not done with you, my friend. We're going to have you back on because I have a feeling the listeners are going to demand it. They're going to be very concerned about you.
I'll send you a picture of the ice.
No pics. We'll
lose
take your
numbers,
word for
please.
It.
Lose
we'll
our take numbers. Your word. Send them to Christoph, the guy who answered the phone. Send them to him. He likes getting those.
But keep Googling those penis images. That's what you do with your time is your business.
All right.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Later. Thanks, Mike. Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, he told me, I'm like, you're shit. And he's like, no, why would I make this up?
Boy, he's handling that very well, I have to say.
Yeah,
I would be very stressed out.
It sounds like if he took a picture right now, it's like a hot dog was put in a microwave too long. Like, just
that hole.
Mayhem.
Like, what could get up that hole? What could get up that hole?
Did you ever think in a million years that your pee hole could grow shut?
No. I just assumed that he hadn't washed it enough and it was starting to crust over a little bit, you know?
No.
But it sounds like that. It's almost like evolutionary, like it was trying to sew shut, like it was like an evolutionary thing on its own.
I thought he had like a cocaine addiction because whenever he'd go to the restroom, he'd be in there for literally 35 minutes.
Right. So you thought, oh, this guy, I got to talk to him.
Yeah, we need an intervention.
He's doing too many scoops in there. As it turns out, small pee hole. Tubi. I really liked having Tubi on the show. That was a good guest. Okay, now we got to call another guest. This is a weird one. I don't know if we can top what we just did, but this guy might try.
So, backstory on this guy.
Dan and I, right after we left Fox, we're very lucky enough to be invited to a Saskatchewan Rush.
We're still at Fox.
Were we still there?
Yeah.
Okay, we went to a Saskatchewan Rush National Lacrosse League game. Had a blast.
They play in Saskatoon. Just a hell of a time.
Amazing.
It's the talk of the town on game night.
Everyone's going. It was a Saturday. Great time at the game. But before the game, the Rush had some corporate sponsors, and we went around to a few different businesses and just said hello. And we went to a restaurant, and this gentleman approaches outside of the restaurant. His name is Robin. Yeah, it sounds like he's on the phone. And Robin just charmed the hell out of us. And he was like a Chad Kruger type.
Yeah, Robin said he was up all night partying, and then he heard that we were at the restaurant, so he's like, I had to come over.
Yeah, he came over, introduced himself.
He came in, shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, bat out of hell. Just flew in there, and we were just so delighted to meet with him and hang with him. I said, would you consider coming on the podcast when we fire it up again, Podcast 3.0? He said, I'd love to. Ladies and gentlemen, our new friend, Robin White. Robin, what are you doing, my friend? Are you 7 or 8 beers in?
Just 5.
Oh, okay.
That's decent.
That's good.
That's decent.
That's a good Monday.
Yep. Yeah. What the hell have you been up to today? Tell us about your day.
Well, today was kind of a write-off.
Why?
Because my boss he's kind of an idiot. But
tell us what you do.
He decided that we weren't going to work today.
Oh.
I just moved to Vancouver, right?
So what?
So how did this happen? You told me you're a Pacific time. What happened? Are you there because of the band, or what's the deal?
Yeah, well, like, I'm a singer, right? And I told you guys my band was breaking up, eh? And I said to them, I said, okay, you guys, this is the last time I'll ever play with you. I'm going to Vancouver.
That's so great. So did you do that before you went on stage with them?
No, it was all after.
Okay. Okay. I thought maybe you did it before you went on stage.
Okay, continue on.
3, 2, 1, here we go.
No. There was, whatever. Ruben didn't want to play anymore.
And Ruben.
I said, this is the last time I'm going to Vancouver, you guys. You know, I'm going to try to make it out here with a band because I think people are more dedicated out here than they are over there. Willing to make something happen, you know. So I moved here about 2.5 weeks ago. I got a job roofing. That's what I do.
Nice.
And so I got to make money, right?
Like, yeah, of course.
I'm not a full-time rock star. I lied to you guys.
No, but I feel like you will be. Like, I feel like this is just the beginning for you, my friend. You've got the personality. You've got the charisma. Have you found a band? Because you said you wanted to find new people to make music with.
No, I haven't yet. I'm just kind of sort of getting my place organized and kind of figuring out the city, you know. Like, I only have a couple friends here, but it won't take long. I'm gonna figure out the scene and talk to some people. And
now people are gonna be hearing this and they might be looking for a lead singer. What kind of music do you play or sing?
Well, I'd say I'm a hard rock vocalist, but I've done pop rock and also heavy metal, too.
Give us a sample.
Oh, jeepers.
Like some Aerosmith, maybe. Some
Aerosmith.
Some Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Well, I'm gonna live it up.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
I'm never giving up.
Wow.
Dude,
I'd pay money.
And I'm a young and kind of proud. My arms up as long as the music's loud. If you think I'll sit around as the day goes by and thinking like a fool just is a gazing to and die. Well, there is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I'm letting go, you're mad. You got another thing coming.
F***ing A.
Wow!
Amen.
That's with no warm-up on the spot.
We put you on the spot, and you delivered huge,
You
brother.
Just killed it.
That was wicked, dude. That was
Holy
wicked.
Crap, you hit those high notes.
Oh, that's not even that high, you guys.
You've been doing this for a long time. This is your dream, man. I love it. I love that you're pursuing it.
It's my dream, yeah. It is, yeah.
So people can contact us, and then we'll put them in touch with you, because your phone's going to be ringing off the hook
after
that. I
feel like we're going to assemble the greatest fucking band in Canadian history, and it's going to start with you, my friend.
And we have the engineer. Oh, engineer God. Jim can engineer the band.
This is amazing. This is cool.
How many people listen to this?
Are there a couple? We got my mom.
And we got Jeremy Taggart on drums.
Yeah, that's right. We got Taggart on drums. That's right. We could kind of put a band together. Man, Robin, that was pretty sweet. So wait, now here's my question. Dream scenario. What's the dream album for you? Like, style of music. Give me a band mix, you know, like this crossed with this kind of thing.
Ooh. Well, my favorite band of all time is System of a Down. But really, for the classics, I'm a sucker for Judas Priest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Pantera is badass as f***. So if you mixed all three of those,
so if you're
something that is just
so if you're amazing. A musician out there in the Vancouver area, you're digging on System of a Down, you love the old school Pantera licks, and the Halford and Priest get your engine running, then go yeah. for it, man. Let's do this. Let's do this.
All right. Let's do it.
back to what happened with your boss. Why was
yeah,
there right
yeah.
off?
What's going on there?
Well, he's a roofer.
So, so what you're saying is this is a common occurrence?
Well, I'd say about 50% of roofing companies are run by dip. So, but we got a f-ing roof ripped half open right now, covered in tarps, and he decided instead of me going to work, because he hasn't been paid from his boss, that he had to go fix these other roofs that hadn't been finished up yet. So he told me to stay home today. But he did pay me today, so...
There you go. Okay.
That's great. That's great, man. Yeah. So now you can just kick back and maybe just hang out with us for a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to do this.
The more I think of this super band, the more I think it can happen.
Oh, yeah.
This can easily happen.
Oh, yeah. I like this a lot.
And you guys can come on our silver bullet train as we tour across Canada with the podcast.
How great would that be?
Oh, I heard about that today, I think. I was watching your shows. Your new show, I watched a couple.
And give us your critique on the new show.
Yeah,
do you like it? Do you hate it?
Don't hold
you,
back, Rob.
Don't hold back.
All right, all right. Let me just say, it's quite the spectacle. You guys really stepped it up a notch. Obviously, TSN realizes the legend that you are. You know,
it's about time.
They've given you a lot of power, clearly. And but yeah, it's great. My favorite part was the Edmonton Calgary thing.
That was great.
Yes, that was very well done by our writers.
That was very, very well awesome. Done. Our friends Brendan Halloran and Norm Souza, everyone should follow them on Twitter. They're our writers, great guys, funny guys. It's true. Split squads. They're everywhere. Who wants to watch that? Nobody.
If it's free, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
If it's
free.
The preseason thing that you did, yeah.
The preseason all?
Who gives a about that preseason?
I hate to say it, but Nazem Kadri said today, he said, the NHL plays too many preseason games.
Yes.
No
Yeah.
No Play dumb. Two and let's go. Two and let's go. Let's fire it up.
Well, really?
Right?
I don't know.
So you're living in
Vancouver. The team's nuts. Yeah.
You're living in Vancouver now. What do you miss about Toontown?
Yeah.
Saskatoon. You got to miss
it. Oh, man. The first weekend I was here, I went to an EDM festival with my friends.
Oh, jeez.
And I did two hits of acid, and the acid out here is very strong. And God, did I want to go back there, because... I'm not going to go into detail, but I had a little bit of a bad trip and went down a rabbit hole.
Oh, no.
I thought weird things were going on, and they weren't.
Yeah.
But it made me really think about Saskatchewan, and I think what I'm going to miss most is hanging out in a garage, drinking beer, changing your oil. You know, I just don't think a lot of people can afford a garage here.
Yeah,
that would be my
friend. That's very true.
Most people are living in their garages, Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, that's true.
So
that's,
I'll miss that.
Yeah.
I'll miss, obviously, people like hockey there a bit more, I think, it seems like.
It's a bit more of a, well, I mean, the Canucks aren't very good, so it's kind of a hard.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah. They're not a great team right now, so.
Yeah, I don't think this is really a hockey town.
Well, it used to be when they were winning all the time, but then they got so used to winning, people stopped showing up because it became boring, and now they don't win and people don't show up.
Huh. Yeah, so I'll miss that, and just a downright redneck-ness of it all.
Yeah,
you know?
a lot fewer trucks in Vancouver.
Yeah, the trucks. When I see a truck now, I'm like, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Truck. Yeah, I got a truck too, but it's not that great.
Oh, is it the same truck that we saw? Is it the truck you drove away in after we met you outside?
Yeah,
that?
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's
you
one.
Burned away in that thing. That was just a thing of beauty, my friend. That was a thing of beauty. You came barreling into that restaurant. It was magnificent. We were.
You made our day.
Yeah, you made our day that day.
And you made our day on the podcast today.
You made my day, you guys.
Yeah, we had you singing on this podcast, and we just talked to a buddy of mine who's a pee hole shrunk, and he had to have surgery, and he's got a tube in his penis now.
You ever had that happen to you, Robin?
Tube in the penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, the pee hole almost became no pee hole and almost closed right up.
No, I've not had that. But no. I've had the Q-tip in the tip.
Oh.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah, oh. That's checking for bad sex partners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how we...
We went there. And that's a good time to cut this phone call off now.
Well, listen, I got to say, this has been an awesome first call. I hope you're cool if we bring you on the regular and just check up on you, see how you're doing, that kind of thing. I hope that's cool, Robin.
That'd be amazing.
All right, buddy. All right, well, stay cool, and hopefully we're going to hear from a lot of people in the Vancouver area about some potential bandmates for
and
you.
And we'll put you in touch with them when they contact us, because they will.
Oh, yeah. Well, they better.
Really?
Yeah.
They better.
Otherwise, the, what do you call that, O and O's? Hey?
What?
The lawyers.
Oh,
the double O attorneys.
Call the double O attorneys on Redden O'Toole at 555-463-7446. That's 555-PIN-SIGN.
I didn't know. I thought you were talking about a breakfast cereal there for a second.
Say hi to your boss for us. I hope you're back to work tomorrow.
Oh, I will be.
All right. Thanks, Robin. Good chat with you, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. I love you guys.
Okay. See you, buddy. What an automatic I think
I gotta say, this has been one of my favorite podcasts ever.
That those were two all-time phone calls.
Two back-to-back legendary calls right there. Wow, that was a blast.
Christoph, your thoughts?
Simply incredible.
Yeah.
the penis thing, I will never sleep again.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that now I'm afraid of that happening.
But
to
Robin
me.
Was something else.
Yeah, Robin. I knew the listeners were gonna love him.
I was a bit nervous, thinking he wasn't gonna sing.
Yeah.
But when he belted that out.
When you and I, when he came up to you and I think instantly we looked at each other like, this guy needs to be a regular on the pod, like, the second we get back. Can we, before we go, can we play Bring Back the TV Theme Vault?
Oh, because we can do that here.
Look at this. This is one that people have been very excited about.
So explain this.
Remember we just play, so Christoph and I were talking about this today, and you watched some of the old ones, right?
Yeah, I believe we just play the old theme.
That's it. We just play the TV theme vault.
And then talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, right?
Okay.
All right, here it is.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Shout out to the listeners.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
And then another, yeah. Now, that usually ended there, but this is like the extended mix.
Tiesto on the extended mix.
And the God attached would say thank you for being. Thank you for being a friend, podcast listeners.
Who sings this?
Yeah, Gloria Gaynor? I don't know. We got to bring...
Does that show hold up? I haven't watched it.
Not only does it hold up, amazing writing talent was on that show, including Mitch Hurwitz, the guy who created Arrested Development, I believe, wrote on that show. And then can we play the other song, the Canada song?
And is Betty White the only one still alive?
I believe so, yeah. I think she's the only one left, Dan. This is an interesting one, Dan. This is BJ Snowden in Canada.
City's very clean, you see. Their people welcome you and me. It
home away from home. It's Canada, in Canada. A king, you feel welcome. It makes you wanna sing.
Wow, she held that note.
Newfoundland, Nova Scotia is always green.
Right, just find this.
The
nice lyrics.
Is like a dream.
This is sent to us from Tori and Cassie Martino, are, as we like to call them, our only two American fans.
Yeah.
You know what surprised me, Dan?
What?
All the Americans that have been sending us tweets saying how much they missed the podcast and the TV show down there.
Yeah.
Where were you when we were down?
Thank you for being a friend, performed by Cynthia Fee. It was songwriter was Andrew Gold.
Oh, Gold. He is that. That was BJ Snowden. She is a songwriter from the States, and she writes many, many songs about Canada because she came to Canada once, was so charmed by our country. She's been inspired by it. Did a whole album about Canada, but that's her most famous Canadian song. That might be the new theme song for the podcast. Maybe we'll get Robin to recreate that. That would be nice. All right. I guess that's it. And we had some fun, didn't we?
That was great. That was
I know. We could play that, but I feel like we should wrap it up.
Or yeah, we'll wrap it up. We'll save it.
Let's save that for next week. I know Christoph really wants this one, but man, that was a blast.
Hey, Christoph, you can't always get what you want.
That's what Mick and Keith said. Man, how about Robin and Tubi? Is it Tubi or Tubesy? I can't remember now.
He's going to be in a freak show.
And engineer for sure. I want to thank all three of those guys for making this podcast so much fun.
Yeah, Tubesy and Robin, they don't have Twitter, but Engineer Jim does. And make sure you visit jayanddan.com. You can get all the old podcasts there, the podcast soundboard. You can buy a t-shirt that I don't know what they say on them.
Yeah, but they're good t-shirts. Oh, you're wearing
I'm wearing an Ironhead right now.
Yeah, they're Ironhead t-shirts.
I've said this before. But I bought my first Ironhead t-shirt back in the 90s on 4th Ave in Kitsilano in BC when they used to have a store there. It still looks like I bought it yesterday. Hmm. Best t-shirts I've ever worn in my life and the Canadian made.
And that's those are your J&N t-shirts. Those are them. Those are them. Oh, Robin goes and picks a few up for his roofing job.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you watch the SC with Jay and Dan every single night. Monday. Here, we keep getting tweets. People tune in Monday morning. They're like, where are you guys?
I think people
Monday at midnight Eastern, straight through to Friday at midnight Eastern.
That's right. If we were Sunday to Thursday, then people could see us in the morning Monday to Friday.
And then we're on the loop every single morning. TSN 4 and 5, which, again, I keep mentioning this on the show, my mom hasn't shelled out the dineros to get the loop.
Yeah, I don't like that at all from Sandra. All that royalty money she's getting from that commercial that ran thousands of times with her in it. Hey, guys, we shot
guns at the cabin yesterday.
You were shooting guns at the cabin. Is it a cottage or a cabin?
It's a cabin. It's not a cottage. Shotgun?
But isn't everything in Ontario a cottage?
Adam. Shotgun, 1 for 1, 22, 3 for 3.
Oh, you only took 4 shots? You're like, I'm out. Yeah. Whole 4-shot O'Toole, they call it.
Kids start asking, let us. I'm like, no!
Daddy, should we shoot guns? Daddy, is that an effective way to take care of our problems? With other humans? Yeah. Gun talk on the Jay and Dan podcast.
We weren't shooting animals. We were shooting at targets, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you on the TV show all week. And are we going to... People said you should be ending the show with the Hex Dolls.
This is my favorite ending to the podcast we've ever done.
Christoph, can you throw the Hex Doll song in? Do we have it? Say
This is the Jay and Dan Podcast, brought to you by Coors.